Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. It's my college football game preview. Today I'm going to highlight the oldest rivalry in the South, the Auburn Tigers taking on the Georgia Bulldogs. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm Vincent Turner, Mr. Football. And I want to say special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen this morning. The Auburn Tigers are coming to Athens on Saturday. And let me start with the Auburn Tigers first. Last week, Robbie Ashford, their quarterback, threw for 337 yards, 2 touchdowns, but he had 3 turnovers in that football game. You cannot win in the SEC. Tank Beasley, their star running back, only had 45 yards rushing, I believe. When you got a player like that and a running back like that, that gentleman's got to be the focus of the game right there. And most of all, I really think Auburn has a real good football team. I like their coach, Brian Harsin. The guy wanted boys to stay at a high level. And I think maybe when he first got the job at Auburn, one of his former players who's right now running back with the Atlanta Falcons, Mr. Avery Williams, spoke very highly of Brian Harsin. But we know what the expectations are when you take a job at Auburn. You got that big red elephant down the road in Tuscaloosa, who's right now is rolling under Nick Saban. And you playing in the toughest conference in America. The Auburn faithful are not going to be very patient. I'm really pulling for Brian Harsin, because I think he's got some real good football players, and I think he's got a good football team. When you take a job such as Auburn, back in the day when I was coming up through college in the 70s, 80s, usually had like 4 or 5 years to turn the table. Now, that's not happening realistically in college football. You only got 2 years, maybe 3 at the max, because especially you're getting paid now at that profession. As I said last week, Auburn blew a 17-9 lead, should have won that football game. The C for Brian Harsin, as I always say, is fire. Ohio players, your seat is on fire. And there's rumors coming out of Auburn, Alabama, that at the end of the year, he's going to be relieved of his duties. And he's got some real good football players who I think are going to be NFL standouts. And his two rush ends, Derek Hall and Troy Wooten, they play very hard on our defensive side of the ball for Auburn. But Pat Sullivan is not coming through the doors. Terry Beasley is not coming through the doors. Joe Kreip is not coming through the doors. William Andrews is not coming through the doors. And Bo Jackson is not coming through the doors. A big football game. Auburn going down the plains. I just hope Brian Harsin keeps it competitive. Now, the Georgia Bulldogs came out of the gates real fast. No question about it. After 3 weeks, I said, maybe y'all the best football team in the country and y'all deservedly the number one ranking. Then I heard some guys on this network called the SEC said that Georgia got a chance to be in the greatest college football team ever in the history of college football. I said, ooh, hold up now. You're talking about all them great USC teams and Oklahomas. Billy Sims, Thomas Lott, Bradford, SC, Bam, Sam Bam, Cunningham, Lynn Swan, Anthony Davis, running lot. Yeah, this guy on the SEC network was putting Georgia in that type of realm. But however, the Bulldogs took two steps back. And against Missouri last week, they got exposed. Stetson Bennett played a real well football game. I think he's one of the top five quarterbacks in college football. 312 yards, very experienced guy. So I don't worry about Georgia there. But to me, Kenny McIntosh had 10 rushes for 65 yards. And Kendon Milton had 8 rushes for 61 yards. For Georgia to be the football team they need to be, they got to be able to run the ball. The days of Garrison Hurst, Rodney Hampton, Lars Tate, and of course Herschel Walker, Robert Evans. But what I saw last week in the Missouri game, Missouri came with an excellent game plan. We're going to stack the box and make you us beat us on the outside. And we're going to try to take Brock Bowers away along with Donnell Washington. But we know Lan McCoughlin, Don Blaylock, Dylan Bell, Kerris Jackson can't beat us over the top. And that's what Missouri did. That's why they kind of exposed Georgia. Now, Georgia supposed to be getting back A. Mitchell this week. A guy that can beat people man to man. Go back and look at the national championship game. A. Mitchell beating people over the top in that game. But Georgia got exposed. And then I heard somebody yesterday. That's what I don't understand. On Georgia's first 11 plays, they had 49 yards. But I guess you got to find somebody to blame. I heard somebody, you know what I'm talking about, blaming the Georgia's offensive line. Saying, hey, they didn't get our blocks man to man. Well, what I saw receivers that couldn't beat press coverage. And Missouri stacking 7 to 8 in the box and punching you in the mouth. And I was saying, hold up now. You kind of throwing Georgia offensive line under the bus here. But Georgia got exposed. Because this is what teams are going to do moving forward. And this is going to really tell whether Georgia is going to be a national championship team and keep up with the Alabamas, the USCs of the world. Is that when teams come stack the box and they're going to take away your running game, can your receivers beat IDBs man to man? Can Brock Bowers take on our best safety in DB? Missouri just had a simple game plan. Now we're going to see what Georgia's going to do. And I'm thinking Georgia's going to bounce back, and they're going to make a statement against Auburn. Auburn, right now, a team that's really fighting for their head coach, a head coach that's not going to probably be there at the end of the year. So Georgia is probably not going to be really nice on Saturday. And then another thing, Georgia's got to keep up with California. Yeah, hey, Lincoln Riley doing his thing out there on the West Coast. Utah with Cal Winningham is doing his thing. Even Washington is kind of in the mix. They got beat, I believe, last week by UCLA, but that's all right. Then you've got Tennessee lurking with a big game against LSU. And then, of course, Alabama. Very impressive win of Arkansas last week. Georgia's got a lot to prove, and I think Georgia's going to play a really good football game. So I'm looking at Georgia, 42, Auburn, 21. It's not even going to be close. Georgia's going to come out like a machine. And now I'm looking at whether Tom Monken can make adjustments. But go Dawgs. One more time, Georgia, 42, Auburn, 21. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here, 100 Yards Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. God bless.
Let's find out what Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, has to say about the next game preview.
Welcome today to our college football game preview. Today, we're going to highlight Texas A&M taking on number one ranked Alabama in Tuscaloosa, Alabama this Saturday. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here. 100 Yards Football. Thank you to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen today. Texas A&M and Alabama. I'm going to start with Texas A&M. Jimbo Fisher. The last 3 weeks have been very interesting with your program. You had a loss a month ago against Appalachian State that really put you on the hot seat. Then you came back with two big wins. You defeated Arkansas and you defeated Miami. And I thought the program was turning the corner. I really did. Then you come back last week against Mississippi State and you lose that football game 42-24. And in that game, you turn the ball over, what, three times in the red zone. Then you turned around and you kind of threw your players under the bus. And that includes Max Johnson, who won't play on Saturday. Now you got to go with a true freshman in Hayes King. But my thing is that you got into it with Nick Saban over the summer. You went into the top 10, ranked number 5 overall. You lost a game at Appalachian State at home. You came back, you kind of restored the program. Then you went down Starkville, Mississippi, and you laid an egg. So Jimbo Fisher, you're playing Alabama on Saturday night in Tuscaloosa. You're going to be on the hot seat. You lose this football game. And I heard something last week. I heard the faithful at A&M said that even though your buyout might be about $95 million, they said that they can raise that money. You're talking about another coach that's going to be on the hot seat. I'm putting it out here on 100 Yards Football. If A&M gets drugged by Alabama on Saturday night, Jimbo Fisher, I can't see you surviving, baby. You have underachieved. I know you have a young football team, but brother, you ain't got, what, three straight number one recruiting classes? I'm sorry. You're in the toughest league, but when you talk that smoke, you got to produce when you're getting money. And let me say this. Johnny Manziel is not walking through that door. 2012. Texas A&M 29, Alabama 24. Gary Kubiak is not walking through that door. Johnny Hector is not walking through that door. John David Crow is not walking through that door. Jack Hardee is not walking through that door. It's the Ohio players. Fire! Jimbo Fisher, you on the hot seat. Now let's talk about the number one ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. Number one football team in the country. I'm going to say this. Alabama went up to Arkansas, school I went to, and was very impressed in what they did last week. And what I came away impressed was not their 49-24 win, but what I came impressed was that they put in a backup quarterback, Jalen Milroe. And he didn't throw the ball a lot. What, he was 4-9 for 65 yards. But he had 6 rushes for 91 yards. The fastest player on the team. What school does that? You lose a Heisman Trophy winner. Then you put in a guy who's the fastest player on the team at 6'1", 220 pounds. A lot of teams can't do that. Alabama finna roll now. The Texas game is in the mirror. And they're going to roll with Mr. Jalen Milroe as the backup quarterback. I'm sorry. And I'm pretty sure the young man can throw the football, too. So all you national pundits out there, and I heard somebody on the talk show here locally in Atlanta said that Alabama's not the number one ranked team with Jalen Milroe under the center. I think you're wrong. You the dude that went 1-for-7 in the 1980s, won Sugar Bowl. You know who I'm talking about. Stop it. But I know Georgia Tech has got to be sick right now. Jamar Gibbs, Dalton High School. Thing I read about Jamar Gibbs, I was reading his NFL draft profile, and a lot of people were saying that he had the ability to get in the open, but they didn't think he had explosive speed. Now, this is a high-level NFL scouts now. I'm talking about ESPN. I'm not going to put your name out there, your initials MK and your other initials TM. But what I saw last week against Arkansas, a young man that had 18 carries, 206 yards, and had 2 touchdown runs over 80 yards. I saw the second coming of Tony Nathan, Wilbur Jackson, Bobby Humphrey, Sean Alexander, Johnny Musso, all in one. Georgia Tech, you got to be sick. Jeff Collins, that would cost you your job. You losing a player like that. That explosiveness. You see, Alabama know how to use them. Outstanding football player. And why I really feel sorry for Texas A&M, ever since that Texas game, that Roll Tide defense has been on fire. William Anderson, Henry Toto, Jordan Battle, Malachi Moore, Dallas Turner, Sweet Home Alabama. Sweet Home Alabama. Saturday night, Jimbo Fisher, I'm really hoping that your team comes into Tuscaloosa on national television and be ready to compete and keep the game close, but I don't see it. Based on the fact you was a former assistant under Nick Saban at LSU, I'm sure y'all probably close at a lot of times, but at the end of the day, Alabama is going to put up 49 to close 50. And I'm looking at the score, Alabama 49, and I'm going to be gracious. Texas A&M 17. And on top of that, think about A&M upset Alabama last year. One more time, Alabama 49, Texas A&M 17. Roll Tide, Sweet Home Alabama, Leonard Skinner, Jim Namers, Gomer Pyle, Bear Bryant, the 66 Alabama Crimson Tide. Oh, it's going to be a party in Tuscaloosa.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Thank you to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. Y'all be safe this upcoming Saturday and enjoy the Texas A&M Alabama game.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.